are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. When we pray that all unity may one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. All praise to the Father from whom all things come. And all praise to Christ Jesus, his only Son. And all praise to the Spirit who makes us one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
A couple things announced real quick. You can sit down if you want. I'll try to be brief here. I gave a flyer in the middle of the bulletin here, so that way you can see where we got some things coming up. Landscaping is done. Woohoo! Praise the Lord. We had some folks come to church and did a fantastic job and hauling dirt, moving dirt, so that was really a good thing. Still got some stuff that need to be done for winter. You can see that there. Indoor stuff, you can see that. There's a minister need coming up, and the deadline for that is going to be October 31, which is last Sunday of the month. We really need someone to take over the kids' bags and someone to take over the coffee bar. Got to have someone doing that. So we really encourage you to be thoughtful of that. And then we have had for a lot of years people who are in charge of purchasing items for the church. And so if you thought, well, you know, I could do some shopping for the church once in a while, that's all it would take. And we can give you the opportunity to do that and show you how that's done and take care of those things for you. So also want to share with you that a couple things. I put out a text this week about a high school classmate, Missy Shively, and she's still in a ventilator, still needs help breathing, and so be praying for her. She's 2 years younger than us, I think, in high school. So anyway, watch over her in prayer. Stephanie's brother is Travis, and his father-in-law died this week. So Stephanie's brother's father-in-law died this week. So any other prayer updates so we can be talking about? Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's not easy. Yeah. Yep. Yep. It's going to be a challenge. That's Dean and Irene. Be praying for Dean and Irene. So be watching over them. Jim, your sister's home?
As well as I know, she's supposed to get hot alley this morning. Daddy, I haven't talked to her since she was down at the relationship down Thursday.
Okay. All right. Kendall?
She's back to work.
Back to work. Okay. Fantastic. My dad's grandson is good. He's recovered from his head injury, so he's really good. And my dad should have his head brace off by Monday. So anyway, thank you for sticking around. I know we've had some excitement this morning, so be prayerful. I'm going to try to send out an update with Kim's information later this afternoon once I get word from one of you all. If you all find out for me, tell me, and I'll send the text out, so we'll get that out. So thanks for coming. We're having Bible study, too, afterwards. You want to stick around? Thank you.
blessed is he who is forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is he who sin the Lord won't count against him, in whose spirit there is no deceit. I was silent, I wasted away through all my groaning every night and day. Your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was weakened as in the summer heat. Protect me, and you surround me with redemption's song.